You know, if I didn't know better, I would say the Chinese were trying, they were trying to do this to get us all. You know, this stuff is unbelievable. I mean, it's intentional. They're trying to sneak these products in without, you know, letting our FDA and our rest of our other agencies know about it. They're doing it on purpose, Randall, aren't they?
Well, with the pet food situation, where, as most people recall, just a few months ago, thousands of dogs and cats died of kidney failure as a result of that industrial chemical being added to pet food. And the reason why the chemical was added, this chemical called melamine, is that it made the pet food look as if it had a higher level of protein than it actually did. So it was a scam up front. It was an attempt by the Chinese manufacturer to convince all the way down the marketing and food chain, everyone, that it was a higher quality pet food and ingredients for pet food than it actually was. And then, of course, we know what the result was. This is a chemical that was not intended to be ingested by any life form. And the result was thousands of deaths and many other problems. And it wasn't just with pet food. The USDA ordered, I think it was something like 6,000 hogs in 7 states to be killed because they had been given feed contaminated with this same industrial chemical from China. And it spread even beyond hogs into chickens and a variety of other wildlife, and that was not widely reported, unfortunately.
Well, and you know, in the toothpaste, they've got that antifreeze ingredient in there from China. We've talked about that. They say now that a lot of their fish, their aquaculture fish, horribly contaminated. What's going on over there where the controls in China seem to be gone? They're lacking.
Let me illustrate with vitamin C, something that we all take for granted. And this is a recurring theme for me about what it is in life, our everyday lives that we take for granted, that end up having unforeseen consequences and invisible price tags. With vitamin C, more than 90% of the world's supply of ascorbic acid, which is passed off as vitamin C, is produced in China. And that has occurred over the last decade with 4 Chinese producers of ascorbic acid basically pushing all other producers out of the marketplace because they could produce ascorbic acid at such a low cost. And we see this again and again across the board with food additives, whether it is preservatives and chemicals that go to make emulsifiers and thickening agents and everything else that goes into processed foods. Most all of this now comes from China or India. India is in second place. And again, it gets back to the globalization of the economy. And the accountability problem for all of us is that with every new link in the chain of distribution, from production all the way to our grocery store shelves, every new link diminishes the accountability for the problems that occur when these foods are contaminated.
Oh, damn. Randall, you know, how many people feel, you know, they feel that melancholy every day. They just, they don't feel good. How much of this could be caused by stuff like this, and we don't even know it?
Well, my contention in the 100-year lie has been that the combination of chemicals, hundreds every day that we're exposed to on just our normal living, whether it's personal care product, chemicals in cosmetics, or chemicals in foods, and chemicals in water, which I really would like to talk to you about tonight, another one of those areas where we generally take for granted the quality of our water, but there's a real danger sign that should be attached to most water today. All of these chemicals taken together have unforeseen consequences in the human body. We know that the human body, each of us, is absorbing hundreds of these chemicals. We're storing these chemicals in our body fat and in our body organs. These chemicals are being detected in blood testing that was initiated in 1999 by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The conservative estimate is that we each carry around a minimum of about 700 of these synthetic chemicals at any one time. The ability of our livers and the enzymes in our livers to detoxify our bodies of these chemicals is being diminished in a variety of ways. And I'd like to discuss that with you tonight, because it's not just about the additives that come from China, although that obviously is one of those unforeseen consequences of globalization that we're now paying the price for. It's the sum total of what we're exposed to on a daily basis.